Political decisions and theology were not enough to fully replicate the traditional ethnic community. To completely mirror traditional structures, Christian groups needed to take on secular roles similar to those previously performed by the Japantown. The first major secular role the American Christians took on was community welfare services. The most famous of these is the educational opportunities that American Christian churches offered college students. The churches both advocated for the students' release and paid for many of the students' tuitions and boarding. Under normal condition, the support for these students would come from their parents, local ethnic banks, or another type of communal resource repository. During an internment, however, these sources were unable to provide assistance, so the Christians jumped at the opportunity to replace the traditional means of support. This theme of stripping communal autonomy through charity is shown again with education inside the camps. Christian groups donated supplies and paid for large parts of the school system, and in return, the Christian vacation schools were better funded than their primary competitors. However, the traditional ethnic community was much more than just education programs in a sense of community. It was also the economic heart of Japanese America. Therefore, to usurp traditional leadership structures, the Christian community had to create a more balanced and self-supported financial service system. Their active role in paying for students' tuition was a good start, but it had to further extend its economic base by offering charity to a greater number of people in a way that incorporated Japanese Americans as both the beneficiaries and benefactors, while simultaneously maintaining church centrality within the charity process. The clear economic influence Christian groups wielded in internment education camps is best illustrated by a grand piano in a camp Christian school. For internees who were making artificially low wages, a grand piano would have been an otherwise impossible luxury. Therefore, the grand piano itself, the music lessons taught with the piano, and the worship songs played on the piano all symbolize the economic advantages joining and prioritizing the Christian community entailed for the Japanese Americans. In return, the Christians were able to influence further educational aims, such as the theological themes described earlier in the previous episode, and made the church a strong candidate to replace the Japanese language schools for after-school education. To achieve this aim, Christian camp churches created charity drives to siphon money from more financially stable internees to the destitute. The Christians' attempts to create a more self-sustainable system for general charity suggests an understanding of the feedback loops central to the pre-internment Japanese American community, such as the Japanese banks discussed in the opening episode, and suggests a conscious effort to replace these feedback loops with the church at the center. Additional problems with the benevolent Christian archetype arise as different denominations often split into separate groups and actively competed with each other to raise money for the same charity drives. Unlike understandable charitable competition in the outside world, where a variety of causes must struggle for market share, charity groups within the camps collected money from the same finite amount of resources for the same finite amount of poor within the camps. Since all denominations adhered to the same purpose, the competition between denominations inside the camps point towards an ultimate goal besides charity. This competition shows that rather than converging to create a shared and secure safety net for the interned poor, different denominations were instead competing with each other so that their denomination would get to be the ones to extend these social services and therefore grow their churches influence base. Up until this point, this series has looked at Christian groups monolithically due to their shared belief in the wisdom of St. Augustine's The City of God. It should be recognized, however, that through these charity drives, the various denominational churches were also competing with each other. Although Christian groups all supported the idea of replacing the ethnic community with a greater Christian community, each denomination was actively working to expand its role within Christianity. Rower's camp newspaper is quite revealing of a similar dynamic within the charitable role of American Christians inside internment camps. This newspaper includes a note from a Los Angeles minister giving thanks to the Japanese Americans for their general financial support. Quote, "Thank you very much for the gift you have enclosed for the relief needs of the world. This surely is a magnificent spirit on the part of the church group in Rower, and testifies to the spirit of Christ that dwells within your hearts." End quote. This newspaper shows that charity within the camps was not a one-way street, and this inclusion was most likely to remind the Japanese Americans that they would need to continue to contribute to the community financially whenever they were able. Like the charity drives, this appeal for tithes represented a way to fully make the charitable side of the Christian community as similar as possible to a true communal economy. The church suggested the creation of a true Christian economy that the Japanese Americans should continue to use as its primary source of community welfare once internment ended, rather than returning to the Japanese organizations that were dominant in this role prior to internment. The Los Angeles pastor also included his church's address at the end of the letter, giving the Japanese Americans a church where they could already claim quasi-spiritual membership in a city with a historical connection to many Japanese Americans. This gave the Japanese Americans a potential church to join, and a multi-ethnic one at that, once they were released and allowed to return to the West Coast. If the Japanese Americans stopped going to segregated churches and, for instance, joined this one, it reasoned that they would be more integrated within the Christian community as a whole. This desire was likely compounded with the knowledge that inroads prior to the internment had only led to the segmentation of the Japanese American Christians into their own slightly larger ethnic Christian communities. The American Christians were also engaged in other areas of secular support, specifically working as a bridge between believers within the camps and believers in the outside world. A Granada Church newspaper describes one of these roles. The church promoted a pen pal arrangement between the youths in the camp and other Christian children outside the camp. Christian groups were cognizant of the power of outsider interaction when outside contact is restricted, which they had previously seen in the power and popularity of traveling ministers visiting camps. The pen pal program was therefore an attempt to establish impactful contacts between Japanese American youth and the outside Christian world. This continued contact would help integrate the Japanese Americans into the rest of the religious community, and it also redirected the young children's focus from the potential friends within the camp who shared a common ethnicity to potential friends outside the camp who shared a common religion. One of the more substantial roles churches played was in helping the Japanese Americans prepare for relocation outside the camps. In two separate camp newspapers, church leaders included a section describing where those who had left the camps went and how they were doing. This provided a sense of security and relief for those approaching relocation, as well as a continued sense of community. This type of continued contact between the former internees and the internment camp churches encouraged the idea that relationships built during the war will continue outside the camp. Since they knew where others of their congregation moved to, this reporting also provides something of a traditional ethnic community. By attempting to influence moving patterns, their church was, in essence, trying to recreate the ethnic housing communities in the post-internment world. But whereas the original Japan towns were autonomous and still primarily Buddhist, the new proposed communities were to be reliant on the church and overwhelmingly Christian. In other words, by the end of internment, many Christian groups had conceded attempts to convert the majority of Japanese Americans and replace the ethnic community entirely. Instead, these ministries focused on maintaining their expanded influence among Japanese American Christians. When time under internment seemed endless, the ministries could work towards both conversion and the expansion of influence simultaneously. When the end of their unprecedented opportunities were in sight, however, the Christians redoubled their efforts in replacing traditional authority structures among Japanese American Christians, while spending less time on conversion attempts. The primary goal of Christian groups during internment then was to integrate the Japanese American community into the larger Christian community and replace traditional means of ethnic authority and autonomy. The American Christians understood that these secular roles would become void once the war was over if it did not successfully promote the unique quality in a community based on religion, its theology. It would be pointless and costly for the Christians to replace the ethnic community secularly during internment, only for the internees to return to their ethnic associations once internment ended. Therefore, the Christians needed to stress theology as the primary reason for going to church. This is best illustrated by a rural newspaper, which offered a sharp rebuke to anyone who goes to church for any other primary reason than to worship God. The result from Christian political bias, theology, and new secular roles taken on by the church is still statistically significant within the Japanese community. For example, Christians from the internment camps are much more likely to wish that Jackal had resisted more than their Buddhist counterparts. While this does not seem to agree with the Christian-promoted themes of non-resistance, it does show that the former Christian internees are more likely to question the traditional ethnic community in retrospect than Buddhists are. In the same analysis, Japanese Christians are also more likely to have less Japanese-American friends and belong to less Japanese-American organizations than Buddhists. Given that the rate of Christians in the Japanese-American community has stayed relatively consistent with pre-war levels, whereas the Buddhist community has shrunk, statistical evidence suggests the partial success of Christian groups' goals. While they are mostly successful in undermining traditional structures of influence, they struggled with entirely replacing them with their own. Thank you.